Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we talk about Jehovah's Witnesses and their view of man's sinfulness and salvation, we see that, first off, they actually do hold to a view of original sin, that sin was imputed from Adam and Eve to all people. However, they do not believe that the soul is immortal, meaning that it lasts forever. And we're going to see that in tomorrow's podcast, because that becomes important when we look at the eternal state. However, when it comes to salvation, they believe in a works-based salvation. The Jehovah's Witnesses believe that good works do not earn salvation, so they say, but they are a prerequisite for it. In other words, you need to have the good works first. So it's not what saves you, but if you don't have those good works, you can't get saved. And how do they define these good works? Well, they call it, quote, taking knowledge, unquote, of God. That means by studying the Bible through the guidance of the watchtower. Obedience to God's laws. That means following the rules laid out by the watchtower. Associating with God's channel, the watchtower, society. And fourthly, by participating in Jehovah's Witnesses preaching work. That means going around your neighborhoods, knocking on your doors, and letting you know about the Watchtower Society. So you see, really what their focus is for their salvation is on the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. That's their authority, and that's the prerequisite to salvation. Get more information at whatdotheybelieve.com.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.